The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
What a crazy, wild ride it's been. As much as I dislike politics, and particularly the rhetoric, lies, and deceit of the swamp, as publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a radio commentator, and TV host, I must follow the news every day and then decipher it all. And this past election cycle consumed much of my time and energy. But I've always said that Christians must be the most informed of all people, seeking out the truth and discerning truth from lies. On November 4, I stayed up late to watch what I thought was President Trump's last rally. I'm talking about the one in Pittsburgh, which went past 9 p.m. I didn't realize until the middle of that rally that he was going to do yet one more in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That one didn't start until after midnight and went until 2:15 a.m. And yes, I watched the whole thing. Meanwhile, Harris wrapped up her campaign with a final rally in Pennsylvania. Her full speech lasted only 20 minutes. The rallies on both sides were well attended, although many observed that on the Harris side, many were bussed in. Some have even alleged that attendees at her events were paid to be there and left early. I can't confirm that, but it's not outside the realm of possibility, given the left's record of deception. The Trump rallies were all full to overflowing wherever he went, and everyone arrived early each time and stayed until the very end and beyond. His phenomenal event at Madison Square Garden seemed like a very historic moment in time, as he filled that venue with 20,000 people and 70,000 more rallied and watched on screens from outside. There was such a stark contrast between the two campaigns. The Harris campaign offered only hatred and vitriol, demonizing Trump in every press release, every campaign stop, and every single interview. They offered no solutions, just divisive, mean-spirited rhetoric. The primary thing they and their followers were excited about was more abortion on demand with no limitations under the phony guise of women's health care. They also offered more transgenderism under the phony guise of equality and more censorship, tyranny, and communism under the phony guise of equity. They can put lipstick on a pig, but most of us still knew it was a pig. Likewise, they can put a man in a woman's bathing suit, but most of us understand it's still a man. The Trump rallies drew record numbers of patriots and ordinary citizens who are just simply fed up with the wokeism. But he was only able to do that because he offers positive solutions, common sense, and a return to conservative values. He told us what we were all so desperate to hear. His rallies were upbeat, exciting, full of enthusiasm, respectful, patriotic, and hopeful. Harris only fed into the emotions of hatred, vengeance, and rage that those on the left thrive upon. And there were so many problems during early voting. Fraudulent voter registrations were discovered in multiple states. The Biden-Harris regime sued the state of Virginia after it removed the names of more than 6,000 illegal aliens from the voter rolls, and Alabama after it moved more than 3,000 illegals to an inactive list. Keep in mind that it's a felony under several federal statutes for an illegal alien to register or to vote in U.S. elections. Democratic operatives were caught posing as election officials in multiple states. They were also caught illegally registering non-citizens to vote and then helping them to vote. In Florida, containers with hundreds of ballots were found on the side of the road after they fell out of a county truck. In Colorado, the Secretary of State's office posted a spreadsheet to its website with a hidden tab that included voting system passwords. Ballot drop boxes were set on fire in Oregon and Washington State. In Tarrant County, Texas, electronic ballots were being found printing incorrectly, effectively changing votes. And in Kentucky, electronic voting machines would not allow people to vote for Trump. Videos showed people trying to press the Trump button, but only the Harris button would register. These are only a few examples, but be assured that the left did attempt to rig the election again. Strange how every time things like this happens, it's the Democrat side that's caught cheating. I haven't seen any instances of Republicans caught cheating on elections, but every time something fishy happens, it's the Democrat side doing it. Election night itself was annoying, as states like Florida were able to count all their votes within an hour or so. Yet Wisconsin and many other states were still not finished counting when I went to bed at 3 a.m. I found it frustrating because given the two choices, And for those of you who call this voting for the lesser of two evils, you may be right, but the reality is we had only two choices. Given those choices, it seemed a clearly obvious foregone conclusion that Trump was, by far, the better of those two choices for America's future. So here's my analysis of what has happened the last 4 years. I'll start with Luke 8:17. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Let me also share with you a few words from Daniel 2. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with Him. Regardless of what the mainstream media, the corrupt courts, and justice system continue to tell you, the election was in fact stolen from Trump 4 years ago. A party that wins legitimately doesn't need to stop an election midstream and then unload boxes of ballots in back alleys under the cover of darkness in the middle of the night. It also doesn't need to ban the opposing party's observers from recounts or put cardboard up on the windows during recounts or install fencing topped with razor wire around the Capitol on Inauguration Day. It also doesn't need to recruit deep state players within the FBI, CIA, DOJ, and other corrupt three-letter agencies to stage a fake insurrection on the day the election is to be certified. If indeed there was such an insurrection, and if indeed the election was legitimate, and if indeed American patriots attending a rally as their constitutional right to a redress of grievances did foment any kind of violence, a J6 Select Committee investigating that day would not have banned 40,000 hours of video evidence from being seen, or file lawsuits against reporters, investigators, and whistleblowers when they release that evidence. I believe that God gave us 4 years of misery and agony under the communist regime to show us our choices in real time and to reveal the absolute demonic nature of this regime. And as Scripture says, much has been revealed. Remember Biden forcing us to take the deadly jab? Take the jab or lose your job. They told us it was safe and effective, and now we've had hundreds of thousands die suddenly or develop turbo cancers or suffer with lifelong illnesses that have no cure. And in case you're not aware, Communist Canada, under Trudeau, has now started euthanizing those who've been irreparably harmed by the jabs. We've lived through years of tyranny and oppression. Our children have been forced to question their own genders, being told from on high that transgenderism is normal and natural. We've endured and paid for by our tax dollars an unprecedented invasion of foreign enemies. In addition to our wide-open borders, the Biden-Harris regime has spent $80 million just in providing direct flights for illegals into the interior of our country, bypassing the border altogether. That doesn't include their monthly welfare checks, their free housing and food allowances, free health care or insurance. That also doesn't include the cost of the lives that have been lost to killers, rapists, child and sex traffickers, or the free flow of deadly drugs into our nation, or the violence and attacks that are sure to come in the not-so-distant future. We've seen the Biden crime family skate freely away from all their crimes, including the evidence on Hunter Biden's laptop, which the FBI has openly stated was, and still is, real. Meanwhile, we've seen patriots and Christians hunted down and destroyed by the lawfare imposed upon them by this tyrannical regime. We've endured the destruction of our country imposed upon us by their Green New Deal mandates and a constant barrage of hatred and lies toward all conservative and patriotic Americans. We've been called deplorable, irredeemable, and garbage. Parents showing up at school board meetings have been labeled domestic terrorists, for goodness sake. Not to mention the wokeness imposed upon our military, or the needless wars we're waging, or the trillions of dollars our politicians are laundering through Ukraine, the most corrupt nation on earth. Yes, I believe God gave us 4 years to see for ourselves just how evil evil can be. Have we learned our lesson? Leftists wanted the so-called freedom of unbridled debauchery, sexual perversion, and abomination, while calling Americans garbage, intolerant, racist, bigots, homophobes, and woman-haters. They vilified masculinity as toxic, and the smartest of them cannot or will not even define what a woman is. So which future do you want for this nation? I still have questions because experience has taught me to never trust the government anymore. That's sad, but I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. And a mere 24% of Americans now say they trust the mainstream media. I think I'm pretty good at observation and situational awareness. It struck me as odd that 4 years ago, when Trump held his rallies, the theme song he always played was the Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want. Was that a clue that he knew what was to come? Did he know that although the majority of the country wanted him to remain in office, that he was to step aside for 4 years before making a monumental comeback? Or was it all just a coincidence? Is everything we're shown just political theater and nothing more? I don't know. I certainly hope that Trump is for real. At this time, it's hard for me to believe that he's not. But the lesson here is that we cannot put our faith in any human being, any man or woman, thinking that they'll solve all our problems and save our nation. Trump will be facing another constant barrage of attacks from within and without. Some say he's smarter now, that he understands the workings of the swamp much better now, yet he is still not our savior. At best, I believe God's given us a short reprieve from the schemes of the devil. Trump can do his best, along with a team of other patriots, to serve as a restraining influence against evil. He can change what he's able to change, but he cannot fix everything. Only God himself can save this nation, if that's his will. We can admire the new president, but we put our faith, confidence, and trust in God alone. I'd love to see him put out declarations calling on America to repent and return to God and to honor him as our Creator and his Son Jesus as our Redeemer. You know, the way presidents in ages past used to do. Trump can clean up our streets and cities, but we need a cleansing of our hearts through humble repentance and a return to God in our individual lives, our families, our homes, our educational systems, and everywhere else. Throughout history, God has set up wicked rulers and tyrants to wake nations from their slumber and indifference toward him, and he's allowed extreme hardship and persecution to discipline people and nations, because he's a loving God, not willing that any should perish. This is not the time to sit back and let Trump fix it, because Trump can't fix it. This is our opportunity to repent. Use it wisely and take this seriously, because we may not get such an opportunity ever again. And lastly, I do believe the next few months and possibly years will be times of violence, because the devil never sleeps, nor do his demons. So brush up on your spiritual warfare skills, because we're now entering a time like no other. Watch, pray, and take action. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email rob, at wisconsinchristiannews.com, and ask for message number 448.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.